Every week on our program, we always go to our man that talks to us about the European Union, Dr. Rob Congdon. Rob, great to have you with us today.
Good to be with you again.
What have you been doing lately, Rob?
Well, we're just finishing a couple books, writing another book on the EU, NATO, and Russia, kind of enlarging on what we first wrote on the Ukraine. So we've been very busy.
Wow, that is amazing. When will that book be available?
Well, we have a book coming out right now on New Calvinism, and so this other one will probably be about a month and a half later from now.
Wow, we'll be looking forward. I'm sure we'll have a good conversation about that. Talking about the EU and what's taking place over there in the Ukraine, the European Union and the United States have drawn a new red line on the Ukraine. What makes us think that this new red line now will work in this situation?
Well, I think people who are knowledgeable and have really looked into it aren't convinced it's really saying much of anything. It's really a repeat, saying they're going to, you know, target individuals. It's kind of a repeat of what they've been doing. It's just part of the EU's way of saying we're still involved, we're still trying to pressure Russia, but the reality is they're kind of waiting and seeing what happens because they've recognized to this point, other than some slight economic problems, it hasn't created any real pressure on Russia.
Rob, looking at this new red line that's been drawn, and of course, Secretary of State John Kerry's diplomacy doesn't look like it's working. How does that affect us normal people here that live in the United States and perhaps around the world?
Well, what it's mostly doing is creating the illusion, at least in Europe, that the U.S. is not really the power in terms of influence that it used to be in the EU. What it's really doing and significantly doing is causing the EU to recognize they have to stand on their own. They're going to have to be involved in these situations more in a stronger and more powerful way, and they need to pull themselves together because they're terribly divided over the Ukraine issue. But what it's doing, I think, is one more step toward the decline of the U.S. as the major influence. And prophetically, we would expect to see the European Union rising to become really the world leader that the Bible would indicate one day we would expect to see.
You know, one of the countries that I have an influence in over the last couple of years, the Lord has opened up the door for me to go and teach Bible prophecy in the country of Romania. I understand that Moldova and Romania are now coming into play as these countries surround the area of the Ukraine.
That's right. I always urge people, if you really want to understand the situation, look at a map. Right to the south of the Ukraine is Romania and Moldova, and both Moldova and Romania are on the Black Sea. What we're starting to see develop is a military issue of control of the Mediterranean, which certainly involves the Mediterranean countries, and again, prophetically, what would be the ancient Roman Empire. Romania is getting nervous. They're getting nervous about Russian actions. Romania is European Union. They are looking to be stronger. Moldova is their little buffer zone, and they're afraid that Russia will pull Moldova into the Ukraine more, and that will expose the European Union, and Romania in particular, to Russian pressures and the economics and the military danger. So what I think we're seeing coming there is a buildup of military forces in those Romanian, Poland countries right around the Ukraine because of a growing fear of what Russia's doing.
You know, I just returned from teaching 2 weeks in Hungary. We have a sports ministry that we do in the summertime in Montenegro, of course, Romania. And I've seen each one of these countries have come out of communism. The average person on the street doesn't seem to be as much concerned. Do you think that that could be an issue? I mean, I know that we're talking about the government officials that are involved in this. What do you think the average man on the street's thoughts are as to what's taking place in the Ukraine?
I think the average man, and I can only guess this because I haven't been in enough of the countries there to talk to them, although I get emails from people around the world, I think the average man is like the average man here in the U.S. They're aware of a situation. They haven't really thought it through. They haven't been watching, and this is what we're watching and have been talking about on this program for several weeks. We're seeing an alignment of nations that reflects very much what we expect to see during the tribulation and during the Ezekiel 38 period of the Gog-Magog War. Russia is lining up their countries. The Ukraine is one that has to be with them. the Poland, Hungary, Romania, Bulgaria, all of these countries that once were Russian have now moved over to the EU. And if the EU is the embryo of the final Roman Empire, then the line is drawing right on those borders. People may not be noticing it. Governments are, and the alignment seemingly should cause Christians real excitement as they compare their scriptures to what they're seeing in the alignment of these nations.
Oh, man, that is for sure. Understanding the times in which we're living really helps us to live a pure, productive, holy life and to be prepared to understand the urgency of the hour. And we're starting to see all of these things fall into place. Rob, Russia's driving up the euro. The European Central Bank has made this. Why would Russia, and how does that benefit what's taking place in that area?
Well, again, for Americans, most of us don't think much about other exchange or monies in other worlds, but the euro is becoming really the economic power of the European Union. As Russia has been causing this, if you want to call it tension, worries among many people, they are turning to the euro as a currency to exchange their money into instead of some of the other choices like the U.S. dollar. As that's growing and the euro becomes more valuable, the European Union is gaining some strength. And one of the statements the leaders of the European Union's economic aspects are saying is now we have to integrate more, in other words, become more the EU and not a group of nations under the EU. So it's not going to affect your price of what you buy at the store unless you're buying that item from Europe. But as the euro goes up, the EU gets stronger, the U.S. gets weaker as the dollar goes down. So that's the significance of what's happening. Russia is driving this change.
Wow, unbelievable. Rob, can you tell us, as we have been watching the news, we understand today Russia has said that they have pulled back, and we understand, but what do you see in the next week or two taking place in the Ukraine and that whole area? If you could look into that future, what do you foresee is going to take place?
Okay, as your dad would say, I'm not a son of a prophet or a prophet, but I would say that on May 11th, just another day or so, is going to be a referendum that could divide the Ukraine into two countries, split by Russian influence and European Union influence. Ukraine is in a tug-of-war between the two. I think in reality, Russia wants to influence the Ukraine. They don't want to take it over. I think they're going to avoid trying to come into the Ukraine militarily, but they want the influence. So I would watch carefully this referendum and see the effect it would have on the rest of the Ukraine. Kiev, it could well either divide the nation or pull the nation closer to Russian influence.
And aren't there elections May 25th?
There are elections for president on May 25th. Russia does not believe the current government of the Ukraine is a legitimate government. Therefore, those elections will be important because if the winner is more pro-Russian, but all the monitors who are going to monitor the election, if they feel that it was a fair election, it's going to put the Ukraine back into the influence of Russia, which is what I ultimately see based on the scriptures. And the EU will be frustrated and trying to strengthen their borders toward the Ukraine and Russia.
That's why we go to Rob Congdon, folks. He gives us an understanding of what's taking place in the European Union. As believers here in the United States and around the world, we need to have a worldview of what's taking place, understanding through God's word why the world is acting as the way it is. And that's why we bring these men to you, these men that understand what's taking place on the ground, to understand how it affects you and the days to come as you look at Bible prophecy. Rob, thank you for joining with us, and we look forward to talking to you again next week.
We'll look forward to it then. Lord bless. Goodbye.